Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome to Reverse Cowboy. Sorry about the last episode. This one's probably going to come out before that. We had some technical problems and it's going to sound fucking shit, but you know, whatever. If you didn't give us £2, then fuck off. And
if you give us £2, we could afford our proper technician.
Yeah, but we can't.
We can't. So
Tom, give us £2.
My mate over here, from dressed in white again.
Yeah, he fancies me when I wear white.
I've got a visual thing, haven't I? I feel like I need to like basically describe everything. You know what I mean?
I have some sort of vision Down syndrome.
Yeah, this is it, man. Like I feel like I need to. You know, like that Sam Smith video.
Yeah.
I said the other day, the most offensive thing, whether you like it or not, and I know it's a little bit rude to say, but really, you know, like, you can handle it. But the most
Sammy.
Offensive thing about Sammy's whole fucking video is the cunt's face. That is a face for radio, bro. And same here. You know what I mean? I'm with you.
No, you're a good-looking boy, but yeah, he looks a bit like he's made out of plastic.
Jesus, like...
fucking hell.
Honestly, I was sitting there, I was trying to describe their face the other day, and I was like... See, I only had my 140. I got a Twitter addiction, right?
So
I only had 140 characters to use on my Twitter.
Mm.
And I was trying to describe the cunt's face, and I just gave up in the end and said, look, if I was describing it to a blind guy, I'd have to just say, just feel it. Just fuck it, feel the cunt, and tell me if you've ever felt a face like that before.
On the last podcast, when we were talking about blind people and touching faces, and I said, I think they're just perverts. And I was obviously being silly.
Yeah,
but,
silly guy.
Acast put an advert in, like, just before I said perverts, and someone was like, you're censoring yourself because you've been, you guys are just obviously being horrible. I was like, no, Acast just covered it up, but
whatever, man.
No, I do think blind people are perverts, so fuck you, Stevie Wonder.
Well,
even blind.
That's right. I'd like to know the percentage of people, because there's some, you know, I'll just go into deep waters on this podcast, and it's probably one no one listens to it, but I will say it, and there is a small percentage of blind people who are not fucking blind.
That is true. Yeah,
it's true. It's like the homeless people who, you're not homeless, bro. I used to know a guy called Kevin. He wasn't homeless. He fucking used to earn a fortune begging.
Kev Bishop.
God, you've got him on the brain.
Yeah, no, of course, I'm thinking about him all the time.
I've been in touch with Kevin. This is not really for anyone else's fucking business, but I'd, you know, like, just so you can enjoy the saga of my kind of like failed friendship
This is a Kevin Bishop's fan podcast now.
Yeah. Do you still run the unofficial Kevin Bishop fan website?
Yeah.
That's a good, that's a nasty rumour to go around, isn't it? That you run someone's unofficial website.
Well, Will Young's.
They're good people. You know, like, remember Lee Ryan out of Blue?
Yeah, he got done for racism the other day, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he was drunk on a plane. He blamed it on the booze, but he started, like, mouthing off the N-word or something.
Oh, no.
Lee.
No. What do we think about? Are we really all supposed to pretend that when we're at home rapping along to Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z, whatever, are we all really supposed to go along with this charade that we all stop for the N-word and then carry on rapping? Because I fucking don't.
Well, you're you? At first. I Do don't. You? I don't rap at home. To be
oh
honest.
Yeah, this is an easy out.
I don't. I promise you, I don't. Lyrics aren't my thing. I'm a melody guy.
Oh, she's just humming
no,
melody.
I don't. I don't rap along. And if I did rap along, I would be like,
no, but should you really?
Straight out of Compton.
A crazy motherfucker.
A crazy N-word from. I'd say N-word. I'd drop it in. Yeah. You can. It's two syllables. You can still do N-word instead of...
What, you actually would, even if there's no black people listening?
Yeah, because I'm a respectful guy.
Obviously, if I was in front of a load of black people, then I just wouldn't be rapping along anyway, but...
No.
I would, you know, if I've started, I'll finish.
Why
do
you need to rap along?
Why do you... It's a fucking song you should be allowed to. You can't bring out music, have us all buy it, enjoy it, and then expect us all to whack the silence on every 15 seconds.
Right, that's fair enough.
Not on. Basically, there's a footballer, Chelsea's new player, who looks mustard, by the way, that Mudrick.
What does mustard mean in Cockney Rhymes?
It means red hot, you know? Right. Like, he's just... He looks...
Why does he sound for them racist?
They've got that American owner, haven't they? So as far as I know, they're busting loop. They've got some mad loophole lawyer. Who's just on the financial fair play? They're just still spunking hundreds of millions.
Where's he from, this new player?
New player, he's Ukrainian.
Right.
Anyway, they bought this new player.
Why is he not on the front
line? There's a video come out of him rapping along to some whatever video.
And he says the N-word.
And people are asking for a ban. So he should be banned and blah, blah, blah.
He's from a different cultural world.
It don't matter what culture you're from. You're fucking singing along to a song, for fuck's sake. If, you know...
I get exactly what you're saying. However, we're making giant strides in like not upsetting people with minorities in this country. Most of it's good, some of it's bad.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard about some women, right? They say they have sex with one guy, then about, you know, a couple hours later they have sex with another guy. If they do that, they can have twins.
If I was a woman, I'd be a slag.
Well, you are a slag.
I'm not a fucking slag, far from it. If I was a woman, I'd be a whore, mate. I'd be on OnlyFans. Ramming shit up my arse, Sky remotes.
Well, mate, Fosters, there's a market for you to do it. If you want to
me?
Do it. Yeah, why not?
No one's going to pay for that. And Frank with a dad bod. No chance.
You're gorgeous, young man.
Nah, man. I look like the fucking penguin.
Well, you've got a big nose, but that's people like that. Nah. You're like a young, sexy Jimmy Nail. She's lying.
You're thinking I'm not?
Well, she's lying. Not.
Yeah, you're lying. But you look like Sue Perkins, actually.
Well, she's my mum.
If Sue Perkins didn't iron her jumpers, I could believe she was sitting straight across from me right now.
I'm not going to iron my jumper to come and see you. Right, I'm going to start this again. So if a woman has sex with a guy and then has sex with another guy a couple hours later, she can give birth to twins and they'll both have different dads.
Fuck off. That's
happened a few times.
Really?
Yeah, so they're half siblings.
So if you ever meet twins who don't look like each other...
It could be their mum's just been banging a couple of guys.
Mum.
Yeah, so it's called super fecundation. So it's fertilisation of two separate ova from the same father. Obviously, they've got to be the twins where they're two eggs. They're not.
I still can't believe puddles of cum actually swim. If you come on the floor and then go to sleep for 2 days, your cum could end up in the conservatory.
Oh, I don't think that would work because I think it dies. And it needs to be in the right environment.
If it was hunting an egg. If it was on an egg hunt.
Yeah, Easter.
Reverse cowboy.
You know them real sex dolls? Let's pretend there's a global shortage of latex and all the other usual materials you need to build a sex doll.
Yeah, wipe down.
What are we going to make one out of? If we're the last two men on earth, if we were the last two men on earth, I'd probably have to kill you to stop you trying to shag me.
Getting off each other. What,
yeah, no, you getting off with me and I'll just kill you and eat you.
Whatever.
And you little vegan. Anyway. If it was just us and I was able to get you off me, I'd say, let's build a sex doll. What would we use?
An animal?
Or just like the... No, I'll tell you what we use. If we're the last person on Earth, we use the most recent...
Dead woman.
Dead person.
Just keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, dead woman. Sorry, yeah. Dead woman.
I'm not going to be gay, necrophiliac.
Turn man into a woman. No, but yeah, true. But if we... Do you know what a churkey is?
No.
A churkey... So basically, I've got this channel. I always show off about my channels, don't I?
What are you even on about?
I've got a fucking Sky package again.
Oh, right, okay.
So I've got the ultimate Sky anyway.
Why don't you just get a bootleg one like everyone else?
Shut up. Because it goes off at 3 a.m. when you're watching the boxing. my latest favourite channel, other than Disney Plus, is Discovery. There's a show on there called Extreme Cheapskates. And
right.
It's basically Americans showing off about saving money. So they have showers in their clothes and they do this and they do that and blah, blah, blah. And
it's no way to live, is it?
It's a great way to live, mate. And then there's one woman who made
it.
She had a whole family over for Christmas. So she was showing off about how cheap she could make Christmas.
Yeah.
And she was like,
this spaghetti cost me $1.
Every year, just the same as turkey, I just make a turkey.
Oh, no.
Turkey was a fucking load of chickens stitched together into a turkey shape.
Dirty bitch.
Called a turkey.
Does it not cost as much as a turkey, that? She stitched it together. With
This was like off chicken, you know, like
Frankenstein.
She'd get the chicken on the last day. She'll go to Walmart 2 days earlier and say, listen, save me a load of off chicken.
You're going to be the shits that are going to come out in that house.
To be honest, me and him.
Let's get down to Apple Garden and eat some turkey.
If you are affected by the cost of living crisis and you're looking for money saving tips, handy money saving tips, either DM me or Vom or watch that. You know,
or just sew some chickens together like a completely normal human being.
Fucking turkey, and have a shower in your clothes. Let's talk about that. You ever seen that Undateables?
Yeah, I met one of them once in a really bad situation.
Well, just for that small percentage of people who pretend they haven't got a telly, like you.
I have got a telly.
The Undateables, the premise of the show is people with some form of disability going on dates and finding love, which is, I believe, those women who run those agencies who've somehow the producers of them women, them little cupids who pair up Nigel, who's got multiple sclerosis, with Sandra, who's got fucking whatever. They are real life angels. They're proper little cupids.
They're making money out of it, though.
They're making money, but they're not making huge money. No. What they're making out of it is karma and, like, you know, just good. They're just creating good from nothing. You just created a company that makes two different people happy and gives them, like, proper life-changing shit. They don't
make
any money for it. Yeah, what a brilliant thing to do. Sometimes you watch it and it'll be like some geezer with some disease where he don't like that. No, but you know what I mean? He'll have a problem. Max him up with a girl. Let's say her name's Maxine from Suffolk. And Maxine turns up and there's nothing wrong.
Right, she's just like a bit autistic.
Yeah, she's just a bit normal. And she's just, and you think, oh, that's lovely. But when the shoe's on the other foot, when Mandy with Down syndrome goes on a date, they always make them eat ice cream. So they go to a milkshake.
Everyone knows that about Downsies, though. They love ice cream.
They love a milkshake and shit. So they'll send this girl with some kind of disability and then they'll meet up with Martin from Ipswich and there's fuck all wrong with Martin. That should be illegal.
That's TV, though, isn't it? They're doing it for TV.
But, but what's Martin doing it for? He's doing it because he wants
some love.
Yeah. Is it illegal to fuck one?
Have we
covered this on the podcast before?
Wayne's never been arrested.
Have we covered this on the podcast?
We've mentioned it. Oh. But
is it illegal to fuck a downer?
If you're a downer as well, no. So there's one guy on Undateables. I don't know if you saw it, but he's one of the famous ones, and he's a black bloke, and he's like big.
Yeah.
When I lived in Haringey, I saw him walking up my street with a giant bag of onions, and I was like, fucking hell, he lives on my road. But, you know, saw him a few times. One morning, I went outside to get a parcel that had been dropped off. The door closed behind me. I'm just in my fucking boxer shorts in the street. I was like, shit. Nobody in my house. I was like, fuck's sake, no keys. I was like, what am I going to do here? Like, proper comedy sketch. I thought, right, I knew the back door was open. And so I thought, right, I can go through gardens and get into my garden and get in. So I walk up the road because it was like loads of terraced houses. So I walk up the road and I'm going to have to go through someone's house. So I'm knocking all the houses. Got to like sixth house up because it was like everyone was at work and it's his house. And he answers the door, and I was like, mate, I'm so sorry. He's like, what the fuck? I was like, stood there, and I told him, and he just was sort of looked bamboozled, called his mum, and his mum came, and I told her, and she was just like, just come through, just run through. So I ran through their mental house, which was dead weird. I had to hop all the fences at the back to get to my house and get through, but I was like, that was my Undateables experience.
Oh, that's fucking better than my one.
That was the curse striking me again.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know that saying, palm me off?
Palm me off, yeah.
Don't palm me off. It just, to me, someone said it to me a bit ago and I was just like, it just sounds like you're saying, talking about wanking.
Palm me off.
Like if you're like, Danny, palm me off.
You've got accused of palming someone off.
Palming someone off, it's a hand job, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, I've always played this game with my mate. We call it the gay slang game, where you just make anything up. Like, for example, this table we're on now. I'm just Hold on one second. Let me just wax this table. Waxing the table must be gay slang for something, right?
Yeah.
As the game develops, it gets juicier and juicier until the final end level where you have to take your shoes off.
I mean, this, if, whatever makes you come, I guess.
No. Do you remember your coming power when you were first coming, when you were a young teenager? You know, like, yeah. I remember...
Hitting the wall.
Mate, I remember, but for, I don't
just
even...
dribbles out now.
I shouldn't probably even admit this one. I fucking accidentally come in my own fucking mouth. On accident, like, you know what I mean? Like, some bird jumped off me, and as she jumped off,
I've done myself in the eye before.
It's froze. I just...
why not? Get into it, man. It's cool.
Oh, imagine. Just swallowing it.
Oh, fucking yes. I love it when that happens.
Whoops, that was an accident.
Is it just like fall out? Like,
no, but also...
A spoonful of jam now.
I wasn't even going to admit to that, so I'm glad no one listens to it. If that goes around Bulgaria, I don't really care. But it was an accident, obviously.
Oh.
But I remember... Literally, I was about 18. I was getting a blowjob, and I cummed. I was kneeling.
This is such a horrible podcast.
On one end of the single bed, and I remember she. I said, "I'm going to come." She jumps off my dick, and it's fucking shot in a straight line like a cruise missile, and hit my wall about 6 foot away.
Good old days,
mate. If I was to attempt that now, do you know how pathetic it would look?
Yeah, I believe you can do things to bring it back.
Like what?
Certain supplements.
Really?
I believe so.
Here's a trick for you then. Well, no one's hopefully
porn
listening.
Stars have to do stuff.
No,
to
listen
get it
to this. I'm going to take everyone listening, if you're a man, if you're a woman, it won't work. If you're a man, I'm going to take you to a new
sexual... No women listen to this, mate.
Good. I'm going to take you to a new sexual dimension, right? I'm not really comfortable doing this in front of you, VC, because I know you're probably going to do it as I'm talking to you. There's going to be no eye contact.
Stay
here,
on
right?
the mic, please.
So, you know that muscle you use in the bottom of your dick that you use for flicking that last bit of piss out? Yeah? No, you know.
The piss flicker, yeah.
The piss flicker.
That's the Latin.
And it's also the coming muscle.
Yeah.
It's the exact same muscle, right?
Like a muscle.
Right. So while you're listening to me, shut your eyes, everyone. Put yourself in a nice place. Imagine you're on a beach. I've lit a load of candles. We've had a long walk. We've sat down. We've had a bit of sushi, yeah?
Yeah.
We're on the beach. Big, massive rug. Love Island situation.
Okay.
Now, using your dick flick cum splat fucking pissing muscle, yeah?
Yeah.
Just flick it and hold it, yeah?
Yeah.
And now hold it.
Feels nice.
And hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it and hold that shit until you can't hold it anymore. And you get a completely... And are you still holding it?
Yeah.
Right, is there a hope? Well, I can't even look
at
this.
This is disgusting.
It's disgusting, isn't it? But I'm telling you what, right, stop, man. Stop holding it.
Why are we doing
but
this?
But no, listen. Do that for 10 minutes. And watch what happens.
What happens?
You start spazzing out, mate. You
fucking,
I swear to you, do that for 10 minutes. You won't have a boner.
Fuck.
Yeah, mate. It's like a female orgasm.
What, you jizz?
No, you can't because you ain't got a boner. It's like, it's a different feeling. Like, you, honestly, your feet will start moving.
How did you discover this?
I was bored. I was in prison. I was bored and I was just fucking bored and I just thought, I wonder what happens if I just hold that muscle.
And you started having like an epileptic fit?
No, it's, the thing is, it's not like, it's nothing to do with your dick really.
Does it feel nice?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels nice just to do it for a second.
Yeah, you can't wait to finish these podcasts.
No, I'm just going
to
do it all the way through now.
And sit in the car for 2 minutes.
I'm going to do it all the way. If I start going, Saturday!
I didn't want to bring that up on a podcast, but I told you I was going to take it to a new sexual dimension. So
thanks for that.
Enjoy that.
That's a little gift to the
listeners. For anyone in jail listening.
Saints doing it.
Reverse cowboy. Fucking
what do you think about Siamese twins? This is a shout. My friend David Shillinglaw, a very close friend of mine, who's an amazing artist, suggested we talk about Siamese twins, and I think we should.
All right, yeah.
Have you heard why they're called Siamese twins?
Well, probably because they're from Siam.
The first ones who got famous, people call them the first Siamese twins when obviously they weren't, but they're called Eng and Chang, and they were born in Siam, and they were joined at the chest.
Where is Siam now?
Thailand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it used to be called Siam.
Sexy twins.
Yeah, so these lads, they were swimming, and this British merchant saw them, and I thought they were some kind of strange animal. Anyway, he saw the potential of taking them back to the West to make money. So he tried to take them back.
Fuck, that's the first thing he did, put them in a cage.
No, he had to convince them to come, right? And they were like, yeah, fuck that, get us some cash. He had to speak to the King of Siam, and the King of Siam said, you can have them, but you've got to give me 500 quid or $500, whatever it was, and I want them. And this bloke had a troop of female dancers with him for some reason. And he's like, I want them. So he traded the Siamese twins for a troop of female dancers.
Where were they from, the female dancers?
I don't know, but simple time. I mean, who owns a troop of female dancers?
No, hold on, where did Siamese twins end up?
Well, they went to America with this.
Right, so
merchant.
Presumably the troop of female dancers were American.
And they got dumped there in Siam.
Dumped in Thailand to just be enjoyed by the king.
Simpler times, eh? When you could own a troop of female dancers. Thanks, really? Feminism.
Yeah.
Fucking ruined that for us, didn't you? Anyway, they go to America, they become massively rich because they're like, they're touring in the freak shows.
Where are these motherfuckers conjoined?
By the chest.
So what? They're separate, they're like a letter X shape.
Sort of, yeah. They're like,
four legs.
No, they had two dicks.
Two dicks?
Yeah, they had two bodies. They just attached by a tube.
Ah, so they were basically...
Modern medicine would have separated them. Oh, they were acrobats, right? They were amazing at acrobatics.
A bit of razor wire could have separated these two motherfuckers.
Well, they didn't want to be separated.
Oh, really?
Well, although they didn't really like each other and they were very different, they'd argue, but they never asked to be separated.
I mean, that's a great little scenario to think of, isn't it? You know, like just one twin whinging while the other one gets rattled.
Yeah, and it's like...
For fuck's sake.
Oh, but
so
like,
embarrassing.
The weirdest thing, I mean, maybe it's not weird.
Or one's a goth and the other one's like EDL. Do you know what I mean?
Like if me and you were stuck together.
Dragging the goth along to EDL meetings.
Imagine if me and you were stuck together.
Imagine
it'd be
one
annoying.
Became a Muslim and the other one became a...
Well, they have to go along with it, don't they? So these
Imagine
two...
one became police and the other one became a terrorist.
Just arrested himself all day, right? They became really rich, but also they became sex symbols somehow, right?
And easy.
Yeah, so they were going to go on tour to France, and French officials were like, you're not coming in, we don't know what effect they're going to have on our women. You know what I mean? And they had 21 kids between them, because everyone was wanting to bang them. I don't get this. They had two wives, separate wives, and they'd go and spend 3 days at each person's house.
Oh, listen, let's think about it. They were rich, and they were famous.
And they're acrobats.
And there were two of them. And you can imagine a lot of them sexual partners, while they're riding one dick, they probably looked at the other dick and thought, oh, do you know, fuck it.
Yeah, but you'd be like, stop getting gobbled off my wife. But yeah,
that'd be interesting to see. I'd love to see that. I'd love to be a fly on the wall while two Siamese twins have a fucking argument.
I'd pay good money to watch a Siamese twins twat themselves. Fight.
Fight?
Yeah, just boxing ring.
Yeah, which body part?
Yeah, just both of them just knocking each other out.
Let's say there's a pair of Siamese twins who share a pair of legs, yeah?
There is.
Right.
I fancy them.
Them. So there's a pair of legs that grows up to halfway point and then it becomes two upper bodies.
Mate, there's basically a two-headed monster called Abby and Brittany, and I fancy her.
Show me, for one, I want to see this shit.
Honestly,
secondly, God. No, but who controls them legs?
I don't know. But Abby and Brittany.
And if
is
one's
like
asleep, can the other one like drag the other one out?
I saw a documentary
if
on them.
Got any Siamese Bulgarians listening? Can we get you on the podcast, please?
Conjoined twins, Abby. Look at them too. It's a two-headed monster.
No, but they're not pretty, mate.
No, but good legs.
Nice legs, yeah.
Abby and Brittany is one body, two heads.
Oh, well, basically one everything and then two heads.
Yeah.
One pair of tits.
Yeah. Now they're school teachers, right? And they only get paid one salary, which is... I sort of get it, because the school can't afford...
I mean, I think at that stage, when you're dealing with such a small percentage of the minority, just change the fucking rules.
They've got two mouths
They've
to feed.
They've got hard enough life. Yeah, exactly.
Those Siamese twins that were getting all the pussy... Mm. No, I can't do Vern's voice.
Pussy? Kevin's voice.
Yeah, Kev, we need you here. Come every week.
He's coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, he said he will, yeah. Oh, but God, maybe we should go out in a massive jumper and pretend we're Siamese twins to see if we can get some...
I might do it. I'm going to go to the fun fair. I'm going to win a massive, like, bigger than me size bear.
Right.
And just sit in the corner while you and Kevin talk about me.
I mean, that's what you did last time, really. Yeah, why not?
Did you watch that Emily Atack documentary last night?
I didn't, no.
I'd kill for her, you know.
Well, you know I'm friends with her, don't you? So,
yeah, I know. I'm just
so talking. I've not watched it yet or spoken to her about it. She listens to this podcast, though, and she said she would come on, but
right, well,
she's with Maroon
a
career.
All I'm saying is, like, between her and Laura Woods...
This isn't a podcast where you just shout out who you fancy.
I don't fancy him.
Oh, right, you just want to be a friend.
I don't even want to be their fucking friend. If I wanted to be their friend, I'd have messaged them, wouldn't I?
Which you did.
Which I did.
When I was little, my mum used to childmine kids after school because she needed extra money. Mm-hmm. So all these, like, I'd always have random kids at my house for a few hours after school.
I like that.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. When I was really small, I used to think they were my older brothers and sisters. I just didn't fucking know, you know what I mean? Because they were always there. They're every day.
Yeah, but that's good for you as well, because you get a little bit more streetwise. You get more comfortable with...
Yeah, I loved it. There's one called Lisa who's come around every day, thought she was my sister until one day she wasn't there. One of them, Scott, he's like my little brother still. He's like, you know, yeah, he's like my, we're like very close still. And because he was there every day from until he was about 12.
Scotty.
Scott, yeah, little Scotty. But anyway, there was one kid called James Brown, actually, and he had ginger hair.
Black guy,
he had ginger hair. But my brother used to always go, I feel good. Yeah, ripping him. But anyway, James Brown's mum, when we were little, gave birth to Siamese twins and they died.
Oh, God.
I think I might be glad if they died. I mean, you wouldn't be glad because you'd be sad your babies had died, but fucking hell, imagine that.
Do you know what?
In the old days, they'd burn them, wouldn't they?
Where was I the other day? In my days, yeah.
In the old days.
Oh, I thought you said in your day.
No, in the old days, they'd just throw them in the fire on a fire.
Years old. Oh, I was in
Woolwich, probably. It's the only fucking place you go.
No, I was in a restaurant and we were sitting there.
You've never been to a restaurant.
I was in the Big Easy. It's like an American kind of crab fucking franchise, whatever it is. Like, and me and my, we were there with the two kids and we were sitting there and there was
you've got two kids? Oh, yeah, you have? Yeah, forgot.
And there was a man and his missus and they had two kids.
Right.
And both of them were Down syndrome. I'm just an overthinker. I'm very empathetic. Mm. Like I'll take, you know, and I was sitting there and I was thinking, my overriding thought was how lucky I am to have two,
healthy kids.
In inverted commas, normal kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought to myself for a second, I thought, I bet that man is looking, thinking, fucking hell, why me? Probably wasn't, but do you know what I mean? It made me feel quite emotional. I just thought, it's so unfair, isn't it? That's why I can't believe in religion.
It's mad.
I can understand why people hang themselves onto religion to make themselves
they need it.
Valid.
Yeah.
There can be no God. That shit can't happen.
Well,
if there's a God, right?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen that Stephen Fry meeting the Irish Catholic guy?
No.
I forgot who he is, but he's saying, you know, you are outspokenly atheist and stuff like that. And he said, what happens though, Stephen Fry, when you die and you do go to heaven and you do and you get there and you think, fuck, you know, he didn't swear because he's...
Yeah.
But anyway, Stephen Fry says, it's so eloquent, I can't do it justice, but he says, of course there's no God. He said, there's parasites that exist only to bury their eggs inside the eyes of human children in Africa that, like, you know, that make children blind. And he said, if there was a God, I would be like, you evil motherfucker.
Yeah,
if I met
yeah,
him,
yeah.
He'd be like,
yeah.
I'd be like, how dare you do that to these children?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've done this. So he said, there is no God. And if there was, I don't want to be part of it. His following because he's a psychopath.
Big up, Steve.
Yeah, big up. It's beautiful, actually, that video. Have a look if you've not seen it.
Reverse Cowboy.
When you were a kid, you know, when you're bored and you're like a teenager, and me and my mates would be bored and couldn't get hold of any drugs and you weren't allowed to drugs or drinking. Like, you'd need some thrill. So we used to do that thing where you purposefully...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, like hold your breath and shit.
Well, you would like crouch down on the floor, do deep breaths like for about like 30 seconds, and then you stand up and you may pick you up by your chest, grab you, and then you'd collapse and pass out.
So just out of interest, in your local town, Bognor Regis or wherever you grew up. What kind of facilities were there for people to young men to enjoy themselves? Was there any?
There was.
By the sounds of it, this sounds like
there was some pissy steps.
Yeah,
that you know.
You
about.
Had the monopoly on them.
Yeah, we owned them. Yeah.
What was your gang called?
BDP.
Standing for
B Sprint School Damage Project.
Fucking
yeah, I've got. We made a film. I'll show you the film.
I'd
anyway,
love to see that.
Right, but then we had a swing and slides and roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had this place called a pump house, which was this brick, like it was a water pump for a river.
Who was the first one to leave the gang? Who was the first of the gang? The first of the gang to die.
We kicked a few out over the years, you know, I kicked a few out because they were being dicks or whatever. This gang started when we were about 10.
Was there other rival gangs?
No, not really.
No,
because there's no one around. There was an old club, it was called the Con Club, and it was because it was an old conservative club that was derelict, and we broke into that, and we had it as our clubhouse, and we used to go in there and we'd sit in the old like leather chairs, we'd smoke fags. There was a shop around the corner that'd sell us cigs, but single cigs, 20p a cig.
You know when you see like child armies, like despot,
yeah,
like overthrown, like Lord of the Flies kind of shit.
It was a bit like that. And we were causing trouble. We'd go to the chemist, we'd nick a load of deodorant cans from there, and then we'd stab them with our pen knives and light them. And like, you know.
My mum and dad used to have bonfires down the bottom of the garden because we had a bit of wasteland. And me and my mate were chucking aerosols on the bonfire one year.
Right, yeah.
And the adults didn't like it.
No, it's a bit dangerous.
Highly
isn't it?
Dangerous.
And they don't know when it's going to blow.
That's it.
We used to get high off them as well. That was fun.
He was a nice kid. He was my mate Paul. Paul Carey, his name was.
Did he die from Lynx can?
No, he didn't die. He didn't die. He's still alive.
Baby, that's what I'm on about. Podcasts tonight.
Bottoms.
Bottoms. Put your bottom away.
Like, I used to know a really posh geezer.
Me.
Who'd been to prison. Yeah. Since he did a long time in prison in America. And when he came out, he admitted, because he was so posh, he admitted that while he was there, someone bottomed him.
I got bottomed. Did he like it?
I wonder if posh gay people, there must be one out there who says, would you like to bottom?
Was anyone fancy a good bottoming?
Anyone fancy a bottoming?
Yeah, like all those terms like cottaging and stuff that come from that. So
well, that's what I mean. Like you can just make words. You can call anything gay slang.
Yeah, it's good. That language they used to have to speak when being gay was illegal was amazing. Have you not heard about this? We spoke about it before. So when being gay was illegal in this country, like gay men used to congregate. Well, it was gay until it was gay. It was gay sex has always been gay, but it was illegal until like 1965, wasn't it? Like gay sex. Basically, they had to talk in code because they'd get arrested. So they'd be like, come down the old ship for a bottoming. You know, like, and they had words that only they understood. And we've taken on a lot of those words like now into the English language. So I think it's called parlay. Oh, no, sorry, it's called Polari.
Pilates.
Polari, which is Italian to talk. So a number of words from Polari have entered our mainstream slang now, or in general use in the dictionary. So, like, having a Barney, that comes from them.
Really?
Blag. Carzy.
What's blag? Like, that's a...
You're going to blag something. Carzy for the toilet.
Carzy?
Yeah.
Well, that's a gay slang.
Yeah, ogle.
What was Carzy meant to be then?
It's a toilet, isn't it?
No, I know, but what was it meant to be before?
Well, they just made a name up for it.
Yeah, but where's Carzy, like...
I don't know where they got it from. Mince.
It's not hieroglyphic.
Scarpa. They invented Scarpa.
Really?
Scarpa.
Oh, God. They were cheeky.
Stop bottoming me in Scarpa.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking cool, isn't it?
Huge gangs.
It's all done in Soho, this.
Here's a fact.
Soho used to be so cool.
You know the police?
Yeah.
You know why they're called the Old Bill?
No.
Because when, back in the time before the police were formed, London was so crime kind of plagued, there was a gangster called Will McKeever.
All right.
So the easiest way to solve it was to give the biggest gang the police.
Right.
So the biggest gang became the police. That's why the police are known as the Old Bill.
It'd be better if it was like that now, probably.
And if any historians would like to know further linguistic facts, do you want to know another one?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're on the wagon?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
It means you're not drinking or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you why it's on the wagon, because when people were on their way to be hung, they'd be they'd obviously have to sit on the back of this wagon and go through blah blah blah, and then a bit like a last meal when you're on death row in America, you was offered a drink, like one for the road. You would stop at a pub and you was allowed one drink, and that was your one for the road. Once you've had your one for the road, you'd say no, I'm on the wagon, so you get back on the wagon and then you go and get hung.
Do you know, it was so recent, I think we said this before, but it was so recent that people got hung publicly that everyone used to go on the tube to go and watch it.
Really?
Yeah, when the tube was built, there was still public hangings. So you go like, oh, get the kids together, we're going to go and see fucking this guy get hung in like Leicester Square or wherever they did it. Mad, isn't it? Bring it back, I say.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you ever had a dream that like accurately predicted the future?
Well, listen to this. I got, well, okay, so one of my best mates committed suicide about a year and a half ago.
Fucking hell, man.
And it was, yeah, I still think about him every day. And there's certain little rituals I go through every day, so he's never far away from my mind, in my front room and all that.
What was his name?
Tell. Oh, he was the fucking funniest cunt. I've never, ever,
funnier than Kev Bish?
Yeah.
Wow.
Genuinely.
Oh, you heard that, Kev. Try harder.
I had a dream that I saw him. I had a dream that I was at a party and I saw him and I cuddled him.
After he died?
Yeah, like a couple of months ago.
Right.
And it was real. It was fucking real. I felt it. I could feel it. You know, yeah.
You still have all those memories of him, don't you, in your brain?
Yeah, but I don't think I ever cuddled him like that. And it was mad because it was a real nice dream. And I was like, mate, I can't believe I'm seeing it. You know, it was lovely.
That's beautiful, mate.
But then I had another dream where I got shot through the fucking shoulder.
Right.
Over the bonnet of a car. Like, mate, it hurt. It fucking hurt. It was like being hit with a sledgehammer on my shoulder and it spun me.
Mm.
And I remember waking up thinking, fuck, like...
It's like you knew how it'll feel.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm going to get shot in the shoulder.
Well, I mean, you do smoke a lot of weed, so you might just
I might get so stoned, just shoot myself in the shoulder.
So move to America, you'll get shot by a toddler in the shoulder, probably.
Or a bloody cop.
Right, this happened, honest to God, right? When the lottery first came out, going back to the lottery, you know, everyone was like hyped about it because it was like pushed up all across Britain. Everyone was like, lottery, I don't know if it was where you were, but where I lived, everyone was like, oh my God, we're going to enter. And my mate Gaz...
Really like that in London. I don't know, but they did like a scientific study, didn't they? And they said London is, I think they said it was like 45 years ahead of the rest of the country.
Probably, yeah. It probably is.
In terms of like clothes and Wi-Fi and shit.
There was a rumour going around that if you went to London, someone would nick your trainers and leave you in the street with no trainers when I was a kid. And I was like, I never went to London until I was older, but they'd be like, you're going to get your trainers nicked if you go there. So my mate Gaz, he's still one of my best mates.
What's his full name?
Gareth Whiteley. Fantastic guy.
Twice Knightley Whiteley.
Yeah, whitewash. He, when the lottery had just launched and everyone was talking about it, he comes to this bus stop in the morning before school and he went, I dreamt the lottery numbers last night. And I was like, go on. And he told him us. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I wrote him down because I was like, I'm going to put him on. And I was too young to put it on. I was like 14 or whatever.
Don't tell me he won.
He didn't put him on either. But I swear to God, Saturday comes, five of them came out.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I had it written down still. And I was like, he was like, what the fuck? And he didn't put it on. No, and he'd asked his dad like three times to put it on. His dad didn't do it.
Oh, Dad, you swat bastard.
I know, yeah. That's God's truth.
Really?
I mean, God isn't true, but it is true that.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Something you mentioned to me that you don't like, which I agree is dead weird, when British people sing in an American accent.
No, bro.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Oh,
when you think about it, it's weird.
Yeah.
But it is part of like...
It's so normalised now
that
people don't even remark on it.
It must have started in like the 60s. Because listen to the Rolling Stones, biggest, most successful rock band probably ever. And I love them. But when you listen to him singing, he's like... I was born in grass by a hurricane. Yeah. And it's like, he's from fucking Dartford.
It's natural to mimic, right?
Yeah, your heroes.
Of course, yeah. So if you're raised on fucking Oasis, you're going to sing and dance a certain way. I get it that it was a little bit like that for the Rolling Stones, whatever. They were kind of the first British.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
But they're influenced heavily by American music.
That's what I'm saying. So I get it. Years later, you've got... Well, I don't know what's worse. You know, when you hear him still singing along in the fucking American accent, like, I'm not going to do it.
What's he called, does it? That fellow we talked about a few times on here. I'm only human after all.
I'm only human.
Why is he doing that?
It's fucking great.
From South London.
You can do it, but then find the middle ground. Find the middle ground because the polar opposite is almost worse, and it's that Kate Nash, Lily Allen shit.
Yeah, that's...
Got a glass of water, pulled it in my motor.
I want you to ask your friends, mate, because they are so much fitter. But yeah, it is weird, that American voice thing, because when I was a little kid, my dad was in a band. I remember saying to him when I was about seven, I went to watch his band, and I was like, Dad, why do you sing in an American accent? And he looked at me, and he went, I don't know, actually. You know, and he's like, I don't know. He was like...
Oh, wow, that was a
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
imagine. He couldn't believe it. He was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he was probably quite embarrassed. It was probably quite a moment where he thought, fuck.
He just never thought about it. But it's just everyone does it. It's like you watch, you see it on like X Factor. It's such a part of our culture. You'd be like, hi, I'm Matthew from Birmingham. And, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but I ended up being a teacher, you know. And it's like, what are you going to sing today, Matthew? And you'd be like, oh, it's actually one of my own songs. And like, okay, go ahead. And just be like, I was driving in my car down to New Orleans looking for some Philly to make love to Mary.
And I pulled up to Fresno with a new...
Why are you doing that, Matthew?
We sounded like Kid Rock, man.
You're from fucking... Yeah, we should do like a racist country band.
No, you know what we should do? We should drive from Reno to Fresno.
Oh, mate. I mean, I've done it a few times, but I would love to do that again.
What a Cadillac. Rip. What a rip. There's never, ever been a...
I bet it's shit driving from Reno to Fresno.
Well, I'll tell you, Fresno is California.
Reno is Nevada, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it not next to... I don't know. Is it not next to Vegas?
Reno? I don't know.
I honestly don't know anything.
We should drive from Fresno to Como.
I drove from Manchester to Como once. Yeah, Reno's in Nevada.
So, California to Nevada, what's the journey time?
It's not that far because people drive to Vegas from LA.
Oh, my fucking mates are going to Vegas and I can't go again, second time, cunt.
I'd like to go with some mates, but I went and I didn't like it.
I'd love it.
You can't go there. You've got a gambling problem.
Yeah. True.
That's a really bad idea for you, mate.
No, but I won't fucking gamble.
Well, there's nothing else to do there.
Oh, there
it, right. Oh, actually, right. Driving, you can walk from LA to Reno in 154 hours, which isn't that long.
That's not that bad, to be honest.
Or you can drive. It's hot though, isn't it? You can drive there in 7 hours. It's not.
You'd
bad.
Have some fucking stories though. Where from Reno to Fresno?
No, from Fresno. I don't know where. From LA.
I want to walk from Reno to Fresno.
Well, let's have a look. Fresno.
Oh, if
this podcast is terrible. Sorry, everyone.
No, it's not.
Right, Reno to Fresno is 90 hours. That's not bad.
That's all right. Where is Reno? California?
Reno looks like... Reno is in Nevada, near Area 51.
Yeah, Fresno is in California.
Yeah, and you could stop off at South Lake Tahoe for a dip.
Show me the map. For a dip.
Not that far, is it?
I'll tell you what, when I can go to America, could you fancy that for charity?
Charity, yeah.
If you had to raise money for one charity, what charity would you raise money for?
The Macmillan Cancer Fund.
Really?
My mum had really bad cancer, and my nana had it. And my nana died, but my nana was really old. But my mum had it, and they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, amazing people. Mm. But so, yeah, I'd give them some money, but that's too serious for this podcast, so...
No, do you know what? I agree. Yeah. Them big companies are good. But do you know what I'd like to do? Just somehow find someone who just needs that fucking 12 grand for their wheelchair, their kit, you know... And just buy it for them.
Yeah. No, that's...
I don't want to film it. I don't want to get anything, you know, like... Mm. No, but I agree. It's finding them people without looking weird.
Reverse cowboy.
So do you know that, right? Soon, a kid will be able to be born with two biological fathers, no egg donor needed. No mum DNA in it.
What?
Yeah, so gay men will be able to have a child that's both of theirs, biologically... Right, because they've done this work. It's soon going to happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is... What?
Yeah.
Me and you can have a kid.
Well, that's what I'm about to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, just for a laugh. Do you could do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Say if you're a single bloke just hanging around with your mate, you're like, well, should we just get a kid?
Well, do you know what they're doing? One by one, whether it's porn or whether it's the trans agenda or whether it's softening men up to the point where they don't even want to reproduce, they're coming up with so many different ways where you can actually not need a... fucking woman or a man, you know, like just...
I think they're doing it for because it'll be big business, but also, you know, lots of gay men will want to have the biological child.
Yeah, that'd be sick. My brother's gay. He's got a husband. They got married, so they've adopted a kid, but yeah. I'd prefer their real one.
Get rid of this one now.
No, he's left you hurry. No, be a lovely kid.
He's a bad influence on your daughter, though.
Well, in light of recent allegations, I think it might be the other way around.
Oh, fucking hell. Bella's been kicking off.
Yeah, my little girl's a psycho.
It's not surprising
with
you,
she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. And now she's screaming, oh, mama, oh, mama.
That's beautiful. So anyway, if we had a kid, like, what would we call it? Well, I think, like...
Well, we'd have to call it Little Roy Richards.
If it was... What would its political leanings be? Would it be like a lefty juggle like me, or like, would it be pop out or like angry about boats in the channel?
It'd be,
like you?
It'd be half BLM, half EDL.
Vommy Robinson.
Yeah.
Could call it that.
Yeah, call it that.
I mean, I'm up for it if you are. Let's just get one done.
That's amazing. If you can,
we'll give it away on the podcast.
I mean, all right. So let's build using two men. Let's build someone.
Yeah, and then just let it free in the woods. It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I'm just going to make loads of them with my mate.
Imagine Wayne Lineker having a kid with, like, Prince Nazim Hamid.
Gorgeous little boxer.
Reverse Cowboy.
Do you watch Love Island?
No, do I?
Oh, I love it.
I probably would enjoy it because I like watching thick cunts and lunatics. It's like going to the zoo, but I don't have time to watch that. I don't have time to watch the things I want to watch.
But you know what? If they were allowed to, if TV was as savage as it should be, if TV didn't pretend to be something it's not for the sake of selling fucking adverts and all pretending to be Christian, then Love Island could be brilliant. And all they would have to do is get
loads of drugs,
20 nutters, like nutters in a house. Fill the table up with booze, leave food in the fridge and run the cameras.
Give them a load of gack.
Mate, it'd be unreal.
Would be good. What would you do if you went into Love Island, like, first thing you'd do?
Do you know what? I'd probably try and play it normal, like, be proper creepy, just, like, look at people and, like, see how I'm doing this to you and I'm shaking my lip.
No girl's going to go for that.
No, of course not. But then because no girls are going to go for it, then I'd go for the fittest bird and I'd probably just, let's say that's her there, I'd probably just lean over and just go,
that'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'd do? I'd bow in there, right? I'd walk up to all the lads, give them a little slap around the face, look like a playful one, just go, all right, soft lad, nice to meet you. All right, soft lad. Then I'd go up to the fittest girl and I'd go, do you know what? I've got a fucking £1,000 overdraft that I've not even touched. And then I'd do like a flip into the water and then, and then I'd get out and just be like, what are you doing now? Just want to go in the kitchen for a cup of orange juice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then I'd just win it. And all the other lads would be shitting themselves.
Yeah, or you could just go in. I mean, like, apparently they're doing an older Love Island for, like, 40 pluses.
Yeah, we should go on it.
Could be great. I mean, but what kind of... well, who knows? It could be fucking amazing.
Have you heard about MILF Manor?
No, but that sounds good.
Barney tells me about it. So they've got, like, 15 MILFs. They're all, like, in the late 40s to, like, 55-ish. They all get moved into this mansion, and they're all meant to be looking for love. And they're all, like, women with, like, big fake tits. And it's Americans, you know. Then they bring all the blokes, and then the thing drops, and it's all of their sons. And they've all got, like, a grown-up son. All of their sons are trying to shag the other MILFs in there. And they're like, Brandon, don't go with Tracy. She's a whore. Yeah, and it's so that's the premise. Oh, that's fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I've not watched it yet, but Barney says it's sensational.
Oh, it sounds it.
Yeah.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
Here's a good prank if you ever fancy just acting a bit awkward. Just, like, go up to someone you haven't met, or if you're walking past someone in the street, when we leave here, I'll do it we'll walk separately and I'll do it. Right. You just watch me.
I'll film it for
just go to someone. Yeah, film it from a distance and just go up to someone. You got a fucking boner. Good. Watch how they react. Watch how awkward that is. Especially if you're on your own. And then they'll go, well, what the fucking, you know? No, I'm sorry, mate. I'll just the way you and just allow that conversation just naturally.
Have you? No wonder you get beaten up. You
know? No, listen to you. I don't get beaten up. Well, I did. Yeah, I have been beaten up. But we used to know this guy, Pat.
Postman Pat.
Pat was a bit, should we say, slow.
Right.
Pat didn't like it, and he used to go into slow guy rage.
Yeah, yeah.
If you accused him of having a boner. And we used to see Pat most days. So we'd always say...
Got a boner, Pat?
Yeah, different variations on, you're right there, Pat, what's that? You know, blah, blah.
And he got mad?
Yeah, beautiful level of... Obviously, he hasn't got a boner. After a few days, you just ignore it, wouldn't you? But I think when you're at that level of special...
We had a very similar thing, actually, because there was a guy called Tony who lived in our village, and he was...
I can't believe you're from an actual village.
I mean, I'll show you, it's so small.
I live in a village, no.
You don't, not like where I lived.
True.
Anyway, Tony lived in this special care home for, like, people with special needs or whatever, but they let him out in the daytime, so there was loads of, like, these fucking lunatics running around. Anyway, Tony would walk past, and every time we'd go, Tony's got no willy, Tony's got no willy, and he'd go, I've got a fucking willy! Yeah, and we just do it, because we're horrible teenagers. Yeah. And he'd go mad, yeah. But the same thing.
Did he never show us?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, we basically both just admitted that we bullied disabled people as children.
Did I ever tell you about the geezer I used to play football with, Wade?
No, that's a mad name.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, his name's Wade Fofana. He's an ex-pro. He used to play for Sheffield United and whoever and whoever and ever. Played in the Premier League, I believe. Right. Anyway, I used to play for a shit-hot Vets team. I didn't really know him. I was a bit of a ringer. I got called in to play for him. Played all right for him, but I didn't really know him. They weren't really my mates, so I never quite clicked with them. It was all very awkward. Half of them were sweet. The other half of them were fucking fuck off. Anyway, Wade was one of the sweet ones. Wade had the biggest cock I've ever seen in my fucking life. No joke. It was like a tin of Pringles.
Fucking hell.
It would be tight in a tin of Pringles.
What? And it was flaccid?
Flaccid? Well, funny enough, what you just said, you just nicked me punchline, but I used to see it most Saturdays.
How did he play football with that thing?
Mate, fuck knows.
How long was it?
It was like a tin of Pringles.
Fuck
no
off.
No joke, it was like a horse's cock, this thing. It was huge. And he knew he had it, and every week we'd all have a laugh and fucking point at it and that. And then one of the first times I saw it, I went home and it was that remarkable. I said to my missus, I said, fucking hell, exactly what I'm saying to you now. I've just seen like the biggest cock in the world. And straight away she went, imagine it hard. And I thought, well, nice. That's where your brain went straight away.
Oh, thanks. You're going to cheat on me with Wade.
Exactly. But shout out Wade. Lovely guy.
My mate who's got a big penis, he sometimes girls will have sex with him. So
too big.
Yeah, they just said, no way is that going in me. Like, you know, so I feel sorry for them a bit.
Yeah. Well, mine's shaped like a gun.
I mean.
And it's gunmetal grey.
I've seen it. I know, yeah.
You haven't seen it.
I have seen it. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Nope.
It's not gun-shaped either. It's shaped.
No, not really. It's shaped like a... And I've been corrected on the words we were looking for when we were saying long American cars.
Yeah.
It's shaped like a station wagon.
Station wagon.
There you go.
Cooper, get in the station wagon. We're going to Apple Garden.
The fucking Olive Garden.
Right, we're going to say goodbye now.
No, let me say this time. So if anyone's got any topics for the next one, for the next time we rerun this madness... Remember him on Funhouse when them two ugly twins would.
They weren't ugly.
Have another look at them. At the time, they were the height of elegance. Have another look at Mel, Martina. Which one is it?
Yeah.
If I was running a Siamese twin, somehow, even though they're conjoined, I would get in the middle of their heads and using my eyes and my fingers crossed over like that.
Patch up.
I'd have to act confused and just. Mel, Martina, which one is it? And
did he make that joke, Pat, all the time?
Every
I don't remember that. I wanted to go in it. It was such
dream.
A good show, that, wasn't
that
it?
That was my dream.
They'd win ace things as well. They'd be like, you've lost, but you've won a helicopter.
Yeah.
It was like fucking or like the whole family's going to Disneyland. There was proper prizes on that.
A helicopter ride. It's not that much to hire a helicopter, you know.
Well, no, but you might die as well.
No, but put it this way. If five of you need to... Let's say you need to fly to Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you at least 150 quid each.
Yeah, yeah.
The rental of a helicopter is like $2,000 and you're there in 20 minutes.
So, yeah, 5 years in, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Where should we go in a helicopter?
Newcastle.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking name.
Get the study and fucking
meat. Get the fucking
bite a grove.
The fucking meat market. Is it called the meat market?
I don't know.
No, what's that market? It's a big fighting market where everyone just.
Dent and burn.
No, I know some good Geordies, man. Good people.
Do you know any bad ones?
No.
I've never met a bad Geordie.
No, I haven't, to be fair.
Very friendly folk.
Yeah.
Gaz the legend.
Me? I know. And fucking bad mook.
Raul, yeah, what a guy. Miss you, Raul. Shout out, Raul.
My name, man. Shout out.
Raul.
Whoever called their young baby moat Raul, I respect that.
It's... You know, you did set him on a path to murdering policemen with that name.
I really regret the name I gave my son. Not his first name, his middle name.
What is it?
Lorenzo.
Why do you regret it?
Because I don't like it.
It is shit.
It's shit. It's well shit. I'm like, how long? I mean, can I change it?
Yeah, change his name. He's still a baby, isn't he? He doesn't know.
Yeah, true.
No, my mate was called John till he was three, and then his mum said, you're called Dan now. Seriously, because his dad was called John as well, and she was like, it's too confusing.
Right,
so she was like,
you're
called Dan.
It can't be that hard to change it.
No, it's not.
I'm going to change it.
Right, we're going to say goodbye now.
Grazie, Chagina.
Guten Nacht.
Arrivederci. Beep.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.